This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we speak a lot about diabetes, and we speak about also how things have changed during the COVID pandemic in terms of people having access to care, that many of you guys who use insulin haven't been using your insulin as judiciously, maybe even spreading it out. And we don't blame you. I don't blame you. It's not the safest thing to do. I don't blame you. I get it's expensive. So joining us next is Wade Nukes, Director of the Patient Affordability Solutions Team at Lilly Diabetes, to kind of share with us what we can do in terms of making insulin more affordable. Wade, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate being on.
Gosh, you know, we appreciate all the great work you and Lilly do. So, you know, tell us about, your role in diabetes and insulin affordability.
Yeah, so I have the privilege of being able to help ensure that people have an affordable out-of-pocket cost when they get prescribed a Lilly insulin. And we do that through things like our Lilly Insulin Value Program, the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center, or the campaign that sparked our conversation here today, which is the Learn, Act, Share program.
You know, the average cost of insulin I'm hearing can range anywhere from $90 to $150 a month. What are you seeing out there? How are the insulin prices, how have they been lately during this whole 2020 COVID pandemic, you know, and changes with healthcare?
And so, you know, there's a lot of different types or segments of people that are out in the marketplace. And you're 100% correct. COVID really changed a lot of that up. And, you know, people that had insurance through an employer, no longer employed, furloughed, all sorts of those situations. So the price can range anywhere from $0 to the full retail cost for your entire month's worth of prescription. Mm. So that is part of why Lilly came out with, in a response to COVID, this Lilly Insulin Value Program. And it's so important people know about it because whether you have commercial insurance or no insurance at all, this is a copay card you can download on insulinaffordability.com, or you can call the Solution Center, 833-808-1234, get the exact same card, and it's going to bring the monthly cost of your Lilly insulin down to $35.
God, that's wonderful. Eli Lilly has always kind of been on the forefront of diabetes and insulin and pharmaceutical research in that. And it's perfect timing as seniors are choosing their, you know, Medicare plan and their Medicare Advantage plans. Tell us about how this kind of rolls into their Part D coverage.
Yep. So that's the second piece to the Learn, Act, Share campaign that we're talking about. The first one would be to learn about the Lilly Insulin Value Program. The second one is to learn about the senior savings model. And Lilly Insulin Value Program is a copay card. Copay cards work on commercial insurance or no insurance, but they don't work for Part D because of some federal regulations. And so the only way to affect the price of your medicine in Part D is by educating yourself on the benefit design, how the insurance works, and making sure that you sign up for a plan that limits the cost of your insulin. So this is the first time we've ever had an opportunity to do this with seniors, and so we're really trying to make sure that every senior knows that you can use the Plan Finder tool on insulinaffordability.com, and that will let you know which plans are capping the price of your Lilly insulin at $35 a month, regardless of the deductible or the donut hole. Doesn't matter. $35 a month.
Wade, that's amazing. It really is amazing. I mean, people are telling me that it's breaking them. And, you know, it's not like, you know, medication where like, well, you know what, maybe I'll just live with my allergies or I'll live with my cough. You can't live with insulin. I mean, you can't. And so when people try to stretch it out or they do without, it puts them in the hospital. We're talking to Wade Newkes, director of the Patient Affordability Solutions Team at Lilly Diabetes and the insulin affordability offered from Eli Lilly. So, again, with the Lilly Insulin Value Program, describe in a nutshell how that works.
Yep. So it's the copay cards that are available for download a few clicks away, and once you get to insulinaffordability.com, or you can call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center, 833-808-1234. You have a real short confidential conversation with an expert, a live human being on the other end of the line. They help you figure out which program is right for you. You answer the fewest number of questions that are legally required in order to get your card activated so that it's as simple as possible for the people who are prescribed our insulin. You go to the pharmacy, let the pharmacist run the card, and then you walk out with a $35 copay.
That's great. And this most physicians are on board with this. They can very easily. So they basically, this is something that you could add to your insulin prescription given by your provider.
Certainly.
Good. And that's open to all ages, correct?
Yeah, so now we're talking a little bit different, right? So the copay cards work for anyone who's on commercial insurance or uninsured. Most folks in the United States, once they hit 65, are going to be on Part B, mm-hmm. where copay cards don't work. And that's what we were talking about, using that plan finder and open enrollment right now. We have a handful of weeks left. We got to make sure that we help our seniors get on the right plan.
Exactly. You know, we really appreciate all you do with this. Wade, you know, how are you able to, I know we only have a final minute, you know, with insulin being so expensive, how is Eli Lilly and the Lilly program able to do this for patients out there?
We're dedicated to it. So we said that we're going to focus on lowering the out-of-pocket cost in the pharmacy. And as a result, by working with other industry partners and people in the system, we've been able to produce for 2021, every patient segment, commercially insured, uninsured, or Medicare Part D, is going to be able to pay just $35 for their monthly supply of insulin.
Man. Well, gosh, bless you for that. One more time, how can people find you?
Yep, insulinaffordability.com or 833-808-1234.
Wait,
thanks so much for the time today.
Oh, my gosh. No, you know, and we definitely want to have you back. Thank you for all you do, and keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I look forward to getting back on.
Sounds good. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I was in medical school dating my husband, who's a chiropractor, I was just fascinated by all the things that the back is responsible for. And in medical school, we learn about the spine. We learn about the back. We learn about back health, but not to the degree that a chiropractor does. And so my husband taught me so much, in fact, how our pancreas is innervated by nerves and so many of our organs are innervated by nerves, even though we learn that in medical school, how chiropractic health and good back health is essential for not just your musculoskeletal system, but many of your somatic and endocrinologic and cardiac and pulmonary functions. So I've had my husband on the show, and, you know, he and I just started arguing about the in-laws. So instead today, representing National Spinal Health Month, we have Dr. Stephen Knopf, D.C. Executive Director of Chiropractic and Compliance, The Joint Chiropractic. I am so honored to have you. Thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us.
Of course, Dr. Dahlia, no problem. Whatever I
can do to keep you out of fights with your husband.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, we love chiropractic, and we love the art of medicine and how, you know, there's so much chiropractic philosophy does. Where did you train, if you don't mind asking?
So I trained at Northwestern Health Sciences University out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Very cool. Very cool. Great school. Great school. All right. So it's National Spine Health Month. Boy, do we abuse our spines, don't we? What are you seeing the average American do or not do?
Yeah, 100%. We put ourselves through the ringer quite often and daily. When you look what's out there and what's happening in this pandemic, it's not great news. Even before the pandemic hit, health experts were saying that we needed 150 minutes of exercise or activity every week, which breaks down to just a little over 20 minutes a day of activity. Now, if you went out and you asked most people, are you getting 20 minutes or more a day? I think in general you'd get, yeah, that's hardly anything. How am I not hitting that? But according to the CDC, even before COVID-19, only 25% of Americans were getting the amount of activity and exercise that they needed for their own health and wellness. Right. And it's only been getting worse. The preliminary studies out there that suggest we're becoming less active and we're spending more time in front of screens, working at home on our laptops, and then just binge watching our favorite episodes of whatever it is on Netflix at night, rather than going out and being active at the end of our day. And that, of course, has a tremendous health impact to us.
You know, and it's interesting because I'm getting lots of calls. I've been doing telemedicine throughout the COVID pandemic, and I'm getting calls on I'm having neck pain and mid-back pain and arm numbness, and I'm like, how are you sitting? Rather than being in the office or your cubicle and getting up to get coffee or going up and having meetings, people are for 8 hours a day, some of them working from home, on a computer. That's not healthy for the back and spine.
No, it's not. And it's actually even worse. I think, you know, to some extent, we were already going down that path with just normal working out of the office. A lot of us were stuck to our chairs and we already weren't moving around enough as it was. But COVID-19 made it worse because it allowed us to work from our beds and our couches, which are far less supportive. And we already spend enough time there. We don't need to add another 7, 8, 9 hour workday working out of our bed. I know it's kind of a luxury, but those are the kind of things, those are the habits that cause these annoying aches and pains that don't have to be there.
Exactly, exactly. We're speaking to Dr. Stephen Knuff, Executive Director of Chiropractic and Compliance with the Joint Chiropractic. So what advice have you been giving your patients?
Well, number one, get off the couch and get out of bed. You cannot work from that position. I know it's comfortable, but don't do it. If you don't have a desk at home, I know all of our work environments are different. We didn't know how long we were going to be in the situation that we're in. I myself was working off of my kid's desk for the first 3 months, thinking that this would just blow over, which was totally wrong. But find a place, an ergonomic place to work, whether that's a kitchen table, maybe it's a dining counter, just some place where you can get your screens and your monitors to be eye level. That'll help keep your head up over your shoulders, then keep your shoulders down away from your ears, and your feet should be on the floor even with your knees bent at 90 degrees. You should be sitting up straight. I always like to say that our grandmas, our school teachers, they were really our first chiropractors, always reminding us to keep posture, because it goes a long way, as you alluded to just keep stress off of the joints and the muscles in your neck, upper back, which can cause headaches, tingling, or numbness in your arms, hands if it gets worse enough. And those are just nasty symptoms.
So true.
The other one is just to keep moving.
I was going to ask, Doctor, how do you feel about stand-up desks? I did that at home because I just didn't want to be sitting for hours on end. And so I get a stand-up desk and, you know, kind of helps prevent blood clots and things like that. Also helps you poop, which we've talked about on the show multiple times. Standing up for some reason helps things go. But what about the back? Which is worse for the back, sitting for extended periods or standing for extended periods?
That's a great question. There's a couple questions in there. Our standing desk, great. Yeah, I think it gives you another option throughout your day just to change your posture, just to change the effects of gravity on your body, rather than just sitting all day. I think most people would actually be surprised to learn that when you're sitting, that position actually puts the most amount of stress and pressure on your low back than any other position, whether you're lying or standing. So if you're a patient or if you're a person who've had, you know, maybe disc injuries or low back problems in your past, you might benefit more from a standing desk because that takes pressure off of your low back, whereas sitting only increases it. So, you know, as you know, it really depends on your medical history and a few other factors. But in general, having a standing desk is a great way to just have that variation throughout your day.
Absolutely. Good, good. You know, and also I noticed, too, that, you know, like I have bad knees. So if I kind of, you know, squat to bathe the dog or bathe the kids and then I get up, it hurts more than if I was using the knee the whole time. And so what I like about stand-up desks is at least you continue to move. And sometimes moving helps prevent the inflammation from setting in.
Yeah, that's right. Your body acts just as a natural pump system. It increases your circulation, it gets all the gunk out, it keeps your muscles relaxed, it keeps your joints functioning well. So it's really important. Movement, it just seems so simple, but it is truly an important part of our health.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I love how your website's called The Joint. That must draw a lot of traffic for people interested in cannabis, right?
Yes, we definitely get confused with other things, but more and more people are starting to associate it with chiropractic.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, I also love that you bring up, you know, joints. People think chiropractic is just about the back or just about the neck. The chiropractic philosophy and the art of chiropractic involves all organs and involves all aspects of the musculoskeletal system. And so, you know, I think a lot of our joint health is under addressed. And, tell us what you do a lot in terms of joint health.
Yeah, great question. Like you said, chiropractic likes to look holistically at the body. That's your nervous system, your muscles, your joints. All of these need to be functioning well to have optimal health and wellness in your life. It's really the philosophy of chiropractic. And so when you look at joints specifically, you think of, well, what are the conditions that affect joints? And it's, you know, the biggest one that's out there is arthritis, degenerative changes. And arthritis and degenerative changes is really just improper wear and tear or stress on any given joint. This is not just your spine. It is spine month. But this can be any joint that you put or overstress or overwork. And so it's really important for those joints to be moving well, and to be positioned correctly to handle the stresses of daily life or whatever you throw at it, so it doesn't prematurely wear and tear over time. I think one of the biggest issues of our time is actually this idea of tech neck or tech neck, that's putting stress on your neck and prematurely wearing down adolescents' necks and the joints in their cerebral spine. It's crazy.
Absolutely. Dr. Canal, for the last 10 seconds, how do people find more information about you and your clinic?
To learn more about The Joint or chiropractic or find clinic locations, you can go to www.thejoint.com.
Doctor, we are so happy to have you. Can't wait to have you back, and be well. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Despite a stimulus package having seemingly stalled, the outlook of the economy is pointed in the right direction, according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells CNBC that while not every data point looks positive, the economy is progressing in the right direction.
You know, 5 months, give us time. This thing, you can't rebuild it overnight. And I think some people are way too pessimistic about the economy. They may be in denial about the economy. But I think the overall outlook has improved immeasurably right now.
Illinois' governor is enacting tighter restrictions amid a spike in COVID-19 cases. Bars and restaurants in four counties will be prohibited from serving customers indoors beginning on Friday. The limit on public gatherings is also being lowered to 25. The four counties surrounding Chicago are seeing positive test rates near 10%. This is USA Radio News. The makers of OxyContin will plead guilty to federal charges related to the opioid crisis. Drug maker Purdue Pharma is expected to plead guilty to charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States and violating anti-kickback laws. The company's plea deal will be part of a more than $8 billion settlement with the Justice Department. The company has long faced accusations that its actions helped start the opioid crisis in the United States. Tropical storm watches are in effect in Bermuda as the latest Atlantic storm strengthens into a hurricane. Epsilon is expected to approach the island on Thursday and could make a direct hit. It's currently around 400 miles to the east of Bermuda. Large swells generated by the storm are already affecting Bermuda, the Bahamas, and the Greater Antilles. While not expected to make landfall in the U.S., the Northeast could see high winds and dangerous surf conditions this weekend as Epsilon moves into the North Atlantic. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have a lot to talk about, and obviously politics has been kind of pervading it's been pervading months now, and it's not going to be over. Even if the election is coming up in 2 weeks, it's not going to be over. We have been debating how far apart Biden has been from Trump, and Joe Biden's camp had originally said that they were ahead by a 12-point lead, then it was an 11-point lead, and I had been kind of discussing with you all going, you know, if I was a Democratic strategist, I would be like, guys, maybe hold off talking about how big the lead is, because people get complacent, you know? If one side feels like they've got it in the bag, they're probably not going to be that, shall we say, charged to stand in line for 2 hours at the polls. Now, it looks like there's a lot of activity at the polls. We have, in my neck of the woods, lines averaging about 2 hours. Even though you could drop off your ballot, you could fill it out and drop it off at a box even near the polls, you don't see the trust. And it's on both sides. And I know it's both sides because I follow people that are both liberal and conservative on social media. And you see them saying, just 15 more minutes to go. I've been here an hour. I've been here an hour and a half. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, I thought you guys were the ones that kind of wanted the mail-in ballots. And they wanted, I thought you, you know, had that trust. And apparently there's this distrust. And maybe it's because the media did a good job of highlighting, not good job in terms of Bravo Media, but a more comprehensive job in terms of going, look, ballot fraud isn't just one side. It can happen to both sides. And so it started to kind of wake up both sides going, you want to know what? This mail-in ballot thing might be a little bit more of a debacle than we thought. You know, President Trump had spoken yesterday in Pennsylvania discussing how ballots went out that didn't even have his name on it. Now, if these are the ballots that are going to people, I mean, this is one heck of a cluster. So, you know, how I look at it is I think we have a huge amount of the population that are going to go to the polls, assuming the lines are easy. In fact, in my neck of the woods, they had to kind of change some things around. And they had to, you know, kind of make the lines a little bit more fluid. And one of the reasons is, and not just in my neck of the woods, everywhere else, people were, shall we say, intimidated by the ballot questions. You know, you think you're going there to vote for Trump or Biden. And then maybe your congressional race, and for some states, a Senate race. But then you have the ballot questions. And many of us don't even know about the ballot questions until we get to the polls. You know, I've been trying to watch local news and local, ads in town. I don't really watch a lot of local unless I'm watching football. And I haven't seen a lot of TV ads for the ballot questions. Well, because there's not as much money for those. So, like, we have ballot questions. One is on same-sex marriage. Apparently, there has to be a change to the Constitution because we in our Constitution still have kind of an outdated, from what I understand, verbiage when it comes to same-sex marriage. So that one seems to be pretty easy and cut and dry. But some of the other ones is, you know, how is the Board of Regents for the university policed, or the pardon board, or, you know, we have some of these other ones that sound good at the outset, but then you're like, well, wait a second, what does this mean? You know, things that have to do with energy and power companies. And you're like, well, wait a second, what am I voting for? So, you know, when legalizing marijuana was on the ballot, that was overwhelmingly supported. And I was one of the ones that supported it because, again, I was voting to free up the police, free up the prisons from people, you know, who had, you know, a couple ounces of, you know, or a couple joints. And so, you know, my approach to, shall we say, you know, when it came to marijuana was, look, I want it studied. I want it used in the medical realm. Fine with that. What many Nevadans didn't realize, and a lot of people didn't realize, is now the streets would be pervaded with smoke. I mean, we smell it all the time. And so, you know, people are starting to kind of read these ballot questions a little carefully, and they're trying to discern, shall we say, how much we need to, we need to put in terms of research. But they're not doing the research prior to the polls. They're doing it there. So when people are voting, they're taking forever. It's not just a simple vote for Biden, vote for Trump. They're like, wait a second, I got to read these. And then you're not really supposed to phone a friend, so I don't think you're able to phone call. So, you know, we're not sure where we're going with that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do we have our guest, Jason, or Daniel? Do we have our guest? Okay. So, you know, now we're being told that the rift between, or shall we say, the How would I word it? The gap between Joe Biden and Donald Trump is now a lot more narrow. So rather than it being 11, 12 points, we're hearing out of Iowa it's 1 point. I think North Carolina, Georgia, supposedly neck and neck. In Florida, Democrats are leading by a point. And what has happened, which we're finding out, is many times when these pollsters are taking, shall we say, the temperature of their constituents, now they're counting the ones who are hanging up on them saying, I'm voting for Trump. Click. So some of these polls now are going to show some of the other numbers because they're going to count those saying, yep, I'm voting one way or the other. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do you have somebody on the phone line now? Right. Is it our guest? Fantastic. Is this Maima Carmel?
Maima Carmel, yes.
Maima Carmel, thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we were going to discuss Lucille Ball's great-granddaughter had been diagnosed with breast cancer, and at age 31, she passed. And so our next guest for this segment is Maima Carmel, breast cancer survivor and CEO and founder of Tiger Lily Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your unfortunate, you know, ordeal.
You know, I got diagnosed with breast cancer at 32 years old. I was told, you know, I couldn't have breast cancer, and it was an ordeal. I found a lump at 31. My mom's a nurse and got me doing breast health exams early, so I was, you know, advocating for myself. And when I found it, went to my doctor, got a mammogram, and it came back clean, but I still had the lump. So I told the surgeon I want to do a biopsy, and she refused me for over 6 months. Thank God I pushed. She told me to wait till I was 40 years old. And if I had done that, I wouldn't be talking with you today. So, you know, that was a really, for me, eye-opening moment. And it really was a life-changing moment of, you know, as I was going through my journey, would I just go back to my life as it was before, or would I take that experience and use it to help other women, you know, going through breast cancer or blissfully unaware it could happen to them?
Absolutely. So Tiger Lily Foundation has the Inclusion Pledge. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, the Inclusion Pledge has been really powerful. We've seen, you know, I'm sure you know that Black people have more systemic issues around, you know, healthcare.
Absolutely.
Within the Black community, Black women tend to have more aggressive breast cancers, higher recurrence rates, diagnosed at younger ages, and a 40% higher death rate than their Caucasian counterparts. And there are multiple barriers to care for Black women. And so, you know, I keep hearing about health disparities, and I'm like, well, we're talking about the problem so much, but who's really working to end the barriers for the Black population? So the Inclusion Pledge is a tactical framework that helps people understand what they can do to ensure that they eradicate barriers to care for Black women with breast cancer in a way that's measurable and accountable. And we launched it in June, and we have over 11,000 signatures right now.
Nice.
Pharma companies like Amgen, Merck, Lilly, Pfizer, Sanofi, Daiichi Sankyo, like big global companies taking the pledge, and also advocacy organizations as well. So it's really growing in momentum, and we're asking all those who are hearing me to join the pledge.
Thank God. How can people find more information?
We're online at www.tigerlilyfoundation.org. It's TigerLilyFoundation.org.
Can't wait. Miss Karma, we'll have you back. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, guys, don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the one headline we really haven't spoken a lot about this year, because it just wasn't 2020 enough, right, was our opioid crisis and our pharmaceutical giants' involvement in the opioid crisis. One of you had asked me how many people died of opioid overdose in 2020. And the answer to that is, I have no flipping idea. We don't even know how many people died of the flu. We don't even know how many heart attack deaths, how many stroke deaths. We don't know because it's all been about COVID. We have numbers of COVID-related deaths. We don't really have a lot of data. I'm sure the data's out there. But because if somebody did overdose, didn't get their Narcan, had to be rushed to the hospital, I am sure that death would have been logged, documented, and there would have been a death certificate with appropriate descriptions on cause of death. And who knows, maybe they threw COVID on there too. I don't know. So in terms of the opioid crisis, that didn't go away. And the reason why I know it didn't go away isn't because the numbers coming out of the hospitals or any headlines. It's because of what happened to Purdue Pharma. So Purdue are the makers of OxyContin. And OxyContin has been taking the brunt of the liability of the opioid crisis that killed about 47,000 people roughly in 2018. Even though many of them might have died from fentanyl, many of them might have died from heroin, Purdue has been found guilty of playing a role in causing vulnerable patients to become addicted such that they needed to go to heroin or fentanyl. I don't know if they've interviewed everybody who's ever overdosed. And if they asked them what was it prior to heroin or fentanyl that they took, you know, and I don't know if it was a simple ibuprofen or if it was a simple Tylenol or if it was a simple, you know, not that simple, but little Tylenol with codeine or, you know. So I don't know how much data we have on how many people using these drugs that cause them to overdose were using OxyContin. But because there was a crisis and because Purdue Pharma has a lot of money, it was worth the research for attorneys to go after and attorney generals to go after. And so, you know, were they the scapegoat or not? That's a different debate for a different day. But what Purdue is doing is, from what we understand, they are going to plead guilty to three federally criminal charges, all right, in their involvement of the opioid crisis. And there, I believe it's going to be an $8 billion settlement, $2 billion of past profits they're going to give up. They're going to pay a $3.5 billion fine, and then $2.8 billion is going to pay to civil liability. Now, my guess is the reason why they decided to settle is because each state has been filing lawsuits against them, and there's probably so many lawsuits that it's just easier for them to settle and then hopefully have that protection. And then on top of that, they're going to file for bankruptcy and they're going to dissolve the company. Now, that doesn't mean the family. Is it the Sackler family? Doesn't mean the family that owns Purdue is free and clear of any sort of criminal liability. They could still be gone after for this. Now, how does this affect you and I? You know, we watch what happens to these big, rich companies, and it's very easy for us to disassociate and go, all right, well, it's rich people fighting rich people, and these big companies have money, and what's $1 billion to them or $8 billion to them? You know, they beat up on the little guy. All right, that's how some people kind of look at this. I look at it as a doctor is like, oh, no, this ain't good. And the reason why I panic a little bit with that is because my guess is smaller pharmaceutical companies are watching the news and watching what happens to Purdue. And my guess is a smaller pharmaceutical company who's trying to create a medication for people in chronic pain is probably kind of rethinking if this is really worth it. And if they are going to later be up, you know, on the witness stand, being accused of killing people and being accused of driving people to using fentanyl or fentanyl-laced heroin coming from Mexico. So some of these smaller pharmaceutical companies are probably like, okay, maybe we just finished what we're working on, but nothing new. Then you have the pain management physicians and the family physicians and the internal medicine physicians and the PAs, the nurse practitioners watching this. And they're like, okay, man, you know, criminal charges against somebody writing a pain medication. You know, is that going to come back to haunt me? Well, in my neck of the woods years ago, and luckily this never went through, but I think it's, I think alternate forms have gone through our state legislature. But one of the Democratic state senators had, it was a very, very small bill, wanted medical providers liable if they prescribed pain medications or any, actually it was, the verbiage was any medication that you became addicted to. So if you became addicted to a Z-Pak, if you became addicted to Benadryl, if you became addicted to anything, you could hold that medical provider liable. Well, when we medical providers saw that, we fought. And we were like, we're not going to prescribe nothing then. I mean, if you're going to go after us for prescribing something to help you, and you're going to turn it on us, then you're getting nothing from us. So they got rid of that bill. But it was frustrating because I'm in the generation of doctors where you got nailed and you got sued and it was considered malpractice if you didn't control somebody's pain. In the late 90s, there were these treatises and legislate, the lawyers had written these briefs on how doctors should be not only sued for negligence and malpractice, but criminally charged for not controlling pain. So when I went to school, they're like, look, don't get anybody addicted, but you better not hold out somebody's pain medication. In fact, I got yelled at because I was like trying to just give a little bit of pain medication for fear of, you know, overdose or for fear of addiction. And it was like the guy's in pain. And it wasn't a cancer patient. It was somebody who had a bad back. And I got yelled at by my attending because I wasn't giving enough pain medication. So why? Because probably one of his colleagues got just grilled and chopped to pieces in a courtroom for not providing pain medication because people can't control their own pain. That's why they're coming to us. So now when we see what happens with Purdue and the pendulum just keeps swinging back and forth, you're going to have medical providers go, okay, what the hell do you want? Now, many of us medical providers, we really don't want to be sued. We really don't need any more crap on our plate than we already have. We're still dealing with Obamacare bureaucratic BS that, you know, has caused people's deductibles to be so high that we're still not getting paid unless somebody pays a copay. We're still having issues of access. We're still having issues of insurance companies only covering certain medications or insurance companies paying you and saying, you know what, we overpaid, we, you know, give us the money back. We didn't want to pay you for that extra code. You're like, what the hell is this? So the average doctor doesn't need to also have on their plate that they can at any time lose their license or go to jail. If you end up taking a pill, liking it so much that you go to somebody else, get 5 more pills, go to somebody else, get 30 more pills, become addicted within a year, and then shoot heroin. So the medical community has stepped up in terms of not overprescribing and opioid management, and most of the states now demand CME, require CME, where you have become cultured in the, you know, opioid crisis and how to avoid overprescribing opioids, which I support. But what I'm hearing is the average doctor is like, I'm just not going to go and deal with the pain medication. In fact, for the last few years of my practice, I did the same thing. I'm like, look, I could give you a little bit, but you need to go to pain management. You need to go to pain management. Well, after a while, pain management's going to be looking at this one. I'm not going to go to jail. So, you know, one thing I can assure you all is we're going to grow old and we're going to be in pain. So I'm hoping some pharmaceutical companies out there are going to still working on pain medications, even if they're non-opioid pain medications. But make sure pain is still a focus of pharmaceutical research because, you know, well, right now, this is a major pain in my butt. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.